Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done trying to impress somebody? We have a laundry list. Let's see where yours falls on that list. 1-855-BERT-SHOW, 855-237-8746. I am obsessing over these memes that have gone viral of people going, I remember when I lost my mind.
I haven't seen those.
Oh, so it's people who had crushes, and they're sharing what they did to get their crush's attention, and they are hilarious, and it reminds me of this.
So, yeah, I'll share mine to start, because I saw a list of things that people have done on Baller Alert on Instagram, and I've told mine before. I think I was in sixth grade, and there were, like, at the park, they used to have like slides and the bridge, you know, a typical park. And the guys would like use their bikes in order to kind of make it like a BMX ride through the bridge, ride down the slide. And that wasn't me. I didn't have that in me at all. But that's what the girl that I was crushing, not a one. But that's what the girl that I was crushing on was impressed by. She liked those guys. So I got up there and tried to do it. And my bike ended up, I didn't turn with the slide properly. So the wheel went over the side of the slide. I fell with my bike, hit my head on the ground. The bike hit me in the head. I was bleeding. It was bad. And, of course, as soon as I opened my eyes, she was the first one there just laughing at me. So that in the way I intended. But
scarred in more ways than one.
Oh, my God, for life. I still haven't gotten over it. Some of the comments I saw was somebody said they rented out an Airbnb and put their pictures all around it to pretend like they lived there. And they had to carry that lie for months, because every time they came over, you had to pretend like that was your place.
Shut up.
So it cost them thousands of dollars to keep that lie going. Someone said they lied about their career, and it got to the point where the person that they were lying to would end up dropping them off at their fake job, and they would have to find something to do the entire day because they didn't actually have a job.
Man, the level of commitment to the lies.
Right.
Like, imagine if you put that into like an actual job.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to lie about one. Someone said, I actually went out of my way to purchase her a car when she was down and out and in a time of need, all to end up seeing another guy driving her around in the car that I purchased her.
Oh, my God.
Ouch. Someone said they stole a leather skirt out of their mom's closet from Saks Fifth Avenue and gave it to the girl as a present.
No.
And ended up getting busted when, of course, one day she came over to visit and had the mother's skirt on. And the mother thought it looked very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that this girl made an herbalist herb and it was her product and she was selling it. And the guy said he tried it, like he was like her first experiment with it, just to, you know, try to, I guess, get her attention. And his skin was covered in cold sores for weeks. He ended up having to go to the hospital for it.
All because he wanted to be like, you know, her first customer. And I have the hots for you, so I'll buy whatever herbal products you're pushing. And he gives himself cold sores.
Someone said that they made up an entire dance routine that, and knowing that they couldn't dance, and it ended up being the most cringe part about their life at the talent show. And to this day, the person is still friends with them but thinks they're a horrible dancer. Someone else said they bought this girl a Rolex for her birthday, thinking that that was going to get them in good with her. And the girl just loved it and said, thank you. You have great taste in jewelry. And it never went any further.
All right. Let's get Caitlin on hold. Caitlin, thanks for joining the conversation. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to impress somebody?
So I found this guy on Facebook. Like, I was scrolling through, and he came up as suggested friends, and so I thought he was really cute. So I was kind of crazy and went through his Facebook friends and eventually found out who his mom and his sister were. And, you know, I did some further research and I saw that they do these yoga classes nearby. So I joined those same yoga classes and ended up becoming friends with them. And then his mom was like, oh, like, I have, and he's available. And I'm like, oh, that's really
Her phone's cutting out.
I really want to know how that story ended.
I really want to know too.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's crazy. I would just say that's resourceful. It's good planning.
It is good planning.
It's only crazy if you get caught.
All right. So let's go ahead and check back in with Brittany. So Abby, get us up to speed because Brittany has a crush and we were feeling that crush out. And now we have to confirm, is she his crush as well?
Yeah, this could end really badly. So she has a big crush on somebody who lives in her apartment building. He's this big, beefy, blonde guy from Iowa. So obviously she's got feelings for him. His name is Mark with a C, not a K. Apparently that's a big distinction. She knows just about everything about this man. She knows that he's got two sisters. They're both older. His entire family's back in Iowa. She knows everything about him except did he have a girlfriend? So she came to us to get some intel. So we had Tommy reach out. Tommy, our show director, reach out on LinkedIn. So Tommy is now turned into a woman in her 20s because this is what I do every time I see some guy on Bumble. I'm like, who is Liam who works at a venture capitalist? And I find his LinkedIn immediately. So we found his LinkedIn and we sent him a series of questions, which surprisingly, Mark with a C was thrilled to respond to. The first question was, are you single? He said yes. And then we asked, if you are single, are you interested in dating? And he said yes for the right person. And then we asked if he had a crush on anyone. If not, why hadn't you made a move? We asked what his type was. And he said that he had a type for short brunette girls, which Brittany happens to be. And then we asked him if you'd be turned off if a girl asked you out. And he kind of gave us like a little iffy answer. So we felt like maybe she shouldn't make a move. But now we're going to get an update on what is going on with her crush.
Yeah, because the girl that he has a crush on, he thinks has a boyfriend.
Mm.
And so we're trying to figure out, all right, is it Brittany? And why would he think she has a boyfriend if that's the case? All right, so Brittany, thanks for joining us back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you wanted us to email him one more time, and we told you got one more email left in us, and then after that, you have to put your big girl panties on, and you have to start doing some work yourself, okay?
I know.
Okay, so for those that also didn't know, so Mark with a C doesn't, like, listen to The Burt Show when we hit him up and say, hey, it's Tommy from The Burt Show. You have a crush. We pretended that Tommy is from an Australian morning show.
Good day, mate.
So if he wanted to look it up, he would have no idea. So, Tommy, what is the latest correspondence with Mark with a C?
All right. So I reached back out to Mark via email, and I said, thanks again for your responses, Mark. They were hugely helpful. However, we did have one last follow-up question for you. The woman you have a crush on, why do you think she has a boyfriend?
Mm.
Cheers, Tommy. Mark responded soon thereafter. He said, you're welcome, Tommy. There's this girl in my building who I think is really cute. There's a but.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
But I've seen her bring a guy home with her on several occasions.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
Snoot.
She seems really happy, and they have good chemistry, so I let the idea of asking her out go. So will my crush ever be disclosed to me? I'm intrigued.
Brittany, who's the other man?
Oh my gosh, it's me. I'm the crush, but it's not my boyfriend. It's my brother. He comes and visits because he has a job here sometimes. Oh my god, what am I gonna do? How do I?
Apparently, you need to stop having having sexual tension with your brother.
Yeah, looking all happy and tearing on.
Yeah, maybe not holding hands and kissing in the hallways.
God.
They're obviously they have good chemistry because they're tight brother and sister, and he's just misconstruing the energy.
Mm-hmm. What if next time she sees him in the hallway, the crush, she just goes, that's my brother.
and just walks on, because he'll know exactly what she's talking about. And that's how you reveal it to you. Be like, that's not the guy I'm dating, that's my brother. And then just keep going, cool. And then the ball's in his court to ask you out, which is what he said he's wanted to do. But now you've cleared up the boyfriend mystery.
You are giving guys way too much credit. If she just says that and walks by, he's going to be like, really? She
has some kind of,
she has a verbal tic.
Yeah, out of context. There's so many times, like when you see somebody like out of context and you can't place it, or somebody says something, but you're thinking about something else, and then they just say something random, like, it's my brother. You're going to be like,
what a weirdo. Okay.
Even if it's your crush that you've literally been talking to a radio station about, and it's that same person comes to you and goes, that's not my boyfriend, that's my brother, and walks off.
With everything that everybody has going on in their lives and like all like the mental load and stuff like that, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, what are you talking about?
If this was a CW show, this would work out perfectly. Yes. But unfortunately, we live in reality.
But I have an idea. So how about the next time she sees him, she brings up casually in conversation, like, oh, I'm so excited, my brother's coming back to visit me, you know, on such and such date or something like that. And then he can put two and two together himself that, oh, that's her brother, not the guy I thought she was dating.
I think Tommy needs to arrange a date for the both of them, where they show up and he finds out who she is on the spot.
No, evidently this guy has seen her brother a lot with her. Next time he sees them together, she can introduce, oh, hey, this is my brother.
But how long is that going to be? If it's going to be a couple months, like before your, when's the next time, Brittany, when's the next time your brother's coming back in town?
I don't know. I'm ready to call him right now to tell him to come and visit me.
You might want to have him move in for a couple weeks.
Anything but actually asking the guy out, who we now know has a crush on you.
Right. Tell that man to ask you out. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this is such a weird, weird, weird question, but it is really like, it started this morning, and now I want to ask the question before we get to Katie here.
Oh.
Who has a saved body part in their house somewhere? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, so we were talking earlier this morning about...
My pee stick!
Your pee stick.
Yes.
It's true.
I shared on Instagram in my Insta stories that I still have the pee stick that showed the positive pregnancy test from when I got pregnant or found out I was pregnant with my son, Jimmy. So this stick that I urinated on, it has been sitting in the bathroom drawer for almost 3 years now.
So I can understand this. Like, that is a memento.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's a big deal, right? So I was telling Kristen that, after we made fun of her, that when I had cartilage taken out of my knee, like, I mean, we're talking about 25 years ago when they weren't very good at it. When you said you had a knee problem, they're like, all right, we're just going to rip as much cartilage as we can. You're going to have to deal with bone on bone for the rest of your life. But I had the cartilage in, like... They used to give you a jar, and they used to put solution in it, and there was your cartilage. I guess they figured you spend thousands of dollars on it. Merry Christmas. So I kept it in my house for a long time. And then Kristen said she wanted to keep one of Bart's parts in the house.
My husband cut off half his finger in a tragic table saw incident approximately 10 years ago. And
me being the type of supported, you know, supportive partner that I am, in his sedated state, I asked the doctor, where's the finger? I want to keep the finger. Because, you know, it's his.
Right.
It's
like,
right? And they would not allow us to take the finger. It was a biohazard. And so we weren't given permission to take it. We were denied his finger.
So are we normal or not? Do you have a body part that is not attached to your body somewhere in your house?
I know. I do have my dog's bladder stones. Huh? But
your spice cabinet must just be popping.
So Leroy, over 15 years ago or something like that, almost, he had urinary issues, and that we had to do surgery, and there was like this giant bladder stone. All the little stones had joined together to form one giant stone, and it looks like a blackberry.
Infinity stone.
It is. It's fascinating. And I have it in a little medicine container in the same bathroom door where my pee stick is.
God. Is it in like a prescription bottle? Yeah. So you could be going in there to get like a different prescription. You're going to end up eating those things?
No, you can't eat that. It's hard. It's like a rock and it looks like.
So
it's
an Advil.
But no, it's big. It's like a blackberry. It's a huge blackberry. Okay.
All right, we're not the only ones.
Thank God it's not in your produce drawer.
All right, David, good morning. You have a body part still in your house somewhere. You're just not letting that thing go. David.
David. Hey, sorry.
What's up, man?
So my mother saved the skin from my circumcision.
What? Whoa. No, she did not.
Skin Stop, from dude. The circumcision. Stop. And where does one put that?
She put it in a photo album at the beginning of my graduation booklet. No,
I was going to say scrapbook, but I was joking.
Come on.
Seriously? You serious?
Wait.
I wish that was a joke. It's not. She saved it, and she put it in there, and then on my graduation day, she showed everybody.
Oh, no. What?
Your mother?
She should be arrested.
Why, bro? Why?
Is a fascinating human being.
That she is.
Yes, she is.
You win.
Yeah. I mean, you're the first caller, and I don't know how we're going to beat this.
You came strong.
You can't beat foreskin.
Now, does it actually say, like, in the scrapbook what it is, or is it just a white page with your foreskin?
It is my baby picture, date of birth, all the actual things, and then foreskin.
Yeah, so yeah. 8 pounds, 2 ounces, 27 inches long, foreskin.
Yep. Damn. All right, David. Thank you, man.
That was a hell of a start.
Yep.
You can't beat that.
That's tough.
Good morning, Teresa. You're part of the Bert Show. There are body parts in your house that are not attached to a body.
Yeah, I can't beat foreskin. But I have all of my children's baby teeth and my wisdom teeth from when I was 16. I recently had to get rid of them because I'm now remarried. And my new husband found the box of teeth and thought I was a voodoo queen.
Now, I kind of understand the kids' teeth, right? But why are you saving your own wisdom teeth?
I don't know. They were cool looking. I thought maybe one day earrings. I'm not sure. I couldn't get rid of them.
Earrings.
I see why you thought you were the voodoo queen.
No. There's a reason why people keep the teeth. And I don't know if you saw this, but it went viral on the internet a while ago. My friend Leslie from Alabama is the one who found it, and this is very Alabama-esque.
This can't be about teeth, then, if it's also an Alabama story.
No, it's about the loss of teeth. You're so mean.
That's low-hanging fruit. I'm better than that. I'm sorry.
You are better than that. No, so this grandpa carved different animals and took his grandchildren's teeth and made the animal, like, gave the animals teeth that were his grandchildren's teeth that had fallen out. So there's, like, a beaver that he carved out of wood, and he used his granddaughter's teeth as the teeth of the beaver. I swear. And so the kids are opening this at, like, you know, they're older now, and they're opening this at Christmas, and they are dying laughing because, like, yeah, there's, like, these hand-carved animals, but it's real human teeth that they have that used to be the kids.
The Bert Show.
We have argued with Kristen. I think Mo and I were the most vocal about this. Like, that, watching TV is not a hobby. It's just it's a checkout. It's a waste of time.
I can't exactly put my finger on why I feel that way, but it just does not feel like a hobby. It doesn't feel like you're being creative or accomplishing anything. There's no goal. You're just, like, sitting there watching TV. It doesn't feel hobbyish.
Well, a hobby to me doesn't necessarily, and maybe we have definitions messed up, doesn't mean that there necessarily has to be a goal. That's why I think that I haven't gotten a hobby dysfunctionally is that I'm so goal-oriented that everything has to have a purpose, whereas with a hobby, I think I'm with you, like, there's got to be something going on. I'm creative. I'm engaging with my mind. I'm allowed to check out, but I could be also describing TV.
You were 100% describing TV. And my thing is, if reading a book is a hobby, if going to the movies, watching cinema, appreciating cinema is a hobby, why can't television be a hobby?
Would we consider reading a book or reading a hobby? I guess we would.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If someone asked me what I like to do, I would say reading. And that's a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. But to hit your points about being creative or not feeling productive, I think I have found an answer that explains why some people don't see watching TV as a hobby. And maybe we need to think about it differently. So there's this Instagram account I follow that I love. It's S You Should Care About, except the S is spelled out. And it's a mix of, like, important world events put in a very pop culture lens and then also polls about Harry Styles. So it's really fun mix up. But they posted something about what do you do for fun? And she writes, so what do you do for fun? I asked a new friend a month ago. She looked at me over her Americano and said, honestly, my main hobby is probably consuming media. I practically yelled, same, and told her that when I realized that consuming media was one of my hobbies, it changed my life. I used to hate being asked about my interests, never feeling like they were legitimate hobbies or a good use of my time. Spoiler, if you enjoy something, that's a good enough use of your time. And as much as I hate to admit it, I probably only felt confident enough to classify content consumption and creation, I guess, as one of my hobbies when it actually became my job. One of capitalism's poisons is making us believe that all our hobbies should or can be monetized. But because I, a single 26-year-old person in the world, am not stronger than this, my hobby didn't feel legitimate until I made it productive and it became my job. I may not have felt as strongly if I hadn't just read something by Anne Helen Peterson called Who Gets Quality Leisure, where she talks about the fact that men's hobbies, for example, like golf, take them away from the home and typically take hours, while women's hobbies, reading, knitting, cooking, are often bound to the home because we're still expected to be looking after children or doing other general private sphere things during our leisure time.
So is the foundation of this entire theory that her hobby is consuming content, meaning she's scrolling on TikTok or Instagram? That's her hobby?
Or like me, or TV, yes, consuming media, and that she didn't feel like it was okay until it became her job because she does social media. And then it was like, now it's productive, now it's legitimatized in the eyes of everybody. But it's okay, and she finally met a friend who said, consuming media is my hobby. So TV, books, TikTok, Reels, social. Because people put a lot of effort into some TikToks. They're educational, they can be like mini cinema shorts. And so she just goes on basically to say, as modern civilization developed and expanded, women were responsible for the domestic sphere, so they sought out activities in those spaces in which they were tethered. Men were allowed to and expected to circulate in the public sphere. And basically, the long story short is women's hobbies have been dismissed, whereas men's hobbies, as a general rule, I'm very, very much generalizing here, are seen as legitimate because they are productive. So men don't even really get to have hobbies where they sit on the couch and zone out because it doesn't feel productive to you.
Which, like, is why you struggle so hard to find, like, to be comfortable within a hobby.
Right, because
society has told you, you need to always be productive. And then women have developed hobbies close to the home because society has said, that's where you belong. And so TV watching is very much a hobby. The whole point is we got to throw that whole thing out the window. Whatever you do that brings you joy in your free time is a hobby.
TV!
Does not have to make money.
Or scrolling through TikTok or Instagram. I'm calling BS on that.
No way.
That is not a hobby.
Yeah, it is.
That is a complete and total waste of your brain.
According to you.
Yeah, but it's...
A lot of hobbies are a waste of your brain, though.
That's where you're getting it twisted. A hobby doesn't have to not be a waste of your brain. You can call it a waste of time. It's still a hobby.
Okay, yeah. So if your kids are on TikTok scrolling for 4 hours a day, you should compliment them today and say, hey, I'm just happy that you have a hobby.
If your kid was doing knitting for 4 hours a day, would you not be like, hey, let's try something else? If they were doing one activity for that long every day, you would say, let's try some other things. And too much time doing anything is unhealthy.
If my husband was playing golf 4 hours a day every day, we'd have to sit down and have a talk.
But the consumption of, like, if your hobby was drinking liquor, okay, I would say that's not healthy for you, right? That's not a hobby. That's not healthy for you. Consuming that much social media, if you're calling it a hobby and you're doing your quote-unquote hobby every day, is not good for you.
But you're getting it twisted. No one's saying you have a free pass to do it as long as you want. We're just saying it is a hobby. So if you do it for an hour every day, that's a hobby.
And it's healthy to only consume it for an hour every day.
Yeah, that's the problem, is you can't consume it for an hour every day.
Well, that's a different debate.
Let me ask you guys a question, and I don't have all of the details on it, but I was really, I think because I come from a family of toxicity and a family of cutoffs, that sometimes my default is, hey, if your family is giving you that hard a time, maybe you can, like, take a little bit of a break just to get to the healthy side of things. So let me just – I've got a guy friend that has been married for, let's say, 6-7 years, right? And he comes from a very religious background. The family that he married into, very religious also. Everybody loves each other. The chemistry has been fantastic. It is one big, happy, working family. Except he found out about 6 months ago she's been cheating on him. All right? So they've gone through therapy together. This dude's heart, he's so betrayed. I think he feels a lot like I would also. I mean, trust is a really big issue. And feeling like that deep or that big of a fool, I think my heart would just get shut off. Because apparently the affair has been going on for a long time, right? So he confides in his parents and he tells the entire family, like, I don't think I can do this. In fact, I know I'm going to file for divorce. I can't do this anymore. And now for 6 months, they have been peppering this dude to stay in the marriage. Like... really pressuring him hard to stay in, even though he goes from mom to dad to auntie to uncle. None of them are supporting him in the way he's feeling about it and are sort of ostracizing him and going to her and saying, like, we're doing everything we can to keep this thing together for you, but the loyalties now seem really screwed up.
I mean, how lonely does one have to feel to have to, like, to go right through that when you're leaning on your family to support you in one of the toughest decisions you've ever made, and they're basically turning their backs on you saying, yeah, we can't support you because we don't agree with what you're doing.
And not only that, but going to the wife.
Oof.
And, like, oh, wow. Almost saying, like, we can't talk him into – he's just not thinking clearly here. You guys are such a great couple. We understand that you're the one that stepped out of the marriage. However, you guys should still keep it together.
I would feel a bit betrayed in that case by my family if I were in that situation. And as close as I am to my family and as much as I love and honor their opinions on my life, at the end of the day, I think they know I'm going to do what I want. And you have to be in that relationship every day. You have to do the forgiving and the constant, like, trying to get through it. They're not going to be there every step of the way. So for me, it would be irrelevant what their opinions were.
Yeah, I mean, this is heartbreaking. And I think this is one of those situations where you just have to recognize that their loyalty to your marriage is right now trumping their loyalty to their relationship with you. And that's sad. And I think it's going to take probably years for them to get over the fact that you are going to do what's best for you. And in this case, I completely agree. It does seem like the best course of action is for you to get divorced, because the last thing you want to do is to feel isolated in your marriage and also isolated within your family. So this is the start of a very long road, but I also think it's the right road to go down.
I think when you have toxic families members or families who are acting in toxic ways, there's a pivotal moment in your relationship that sort of breaks it, where you're like, I'm out, I'm done. And it doesn't mean you cut them off, but it just sort of means you distance yourself. And I think it is isolating and very lonely. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that the relationship is fractured forever. But in a way, I think it can be very freeing as well if you make that step. Like, just allowing somebody else's opinions to weigh you down, especially when you care about them so much and it's supposed to be the group who has your back no matter what, and all of a sudden they don't. But if you can get to that point where you're like, screw it, whatever. You know what? That's their opinion. Not going to deal with it. They don't have my back. I don't need them anymore. And you find your other family, I think that can be freeing and it can help with, I guess, perspective a little bit.
This would be such a pivotal moment in my relationship with my family, though, when I really needed you more than any other time, that not only did you like see my side of things and just wanted me to be happy, but you actually took the extra steps to support my significant other or my wife that was cheating on me. I don't know that I could get over that.
Now, that's a permanent record thing.
That's a permanent record thing, right?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get over it. My dad was he always preached that to the family. Like, regardless of how much I love your significant other, the moment they are not your significant other, I am with you, period. That's the way that it goes. There's no way around that. So, yeah, I couldn't get past that type of betrayal.
Yeah, it's a kind of betrayal that cuts deep, because if your own family isn't standing by you, I think psychologically you're going to start to believe, well, who will? If everybody is siding with everybody else in this situation, I would cut off my family.
At least for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't think like it has to be permanent, but... And then I felt so bad. Like, who else do you turn to? If you can't turn to your family for something like that, who else should you be able to turn to? I guess you got friends, but that's a temporary breakup for me with the family.
Blocked. Absolutely.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.